Implementing Passive RTLS, a roadmap to success. Moving from a manual system to a passive RTLS requires more than just buying tags. A clear understanding of how data flows within the organization is essential. Step 1. Define the granularity of truth. Do you need to know exactly which bin a bolt is in, UWB, or just that the pallet of bolts has entered the loading dock, RFID? Defining the required level of precision prevents over-engineering and keeps costs low. Step 2. Infrastructure mapping. Passive signals have range limitations. Successful implementation involves mapping the choke points, entry or exit gates, and coverage zones storage areas. For industrial IoT applications, this might mean installing overhead readers in a warehouse or integrating gateways into existing lighting fixtures. Step 3. Data integration and the digital twin. The signal is just hardware, the value is in the software. The data from passive tags must feed into your ERP, Enterprise Resource Planning, or WMS, Warehouse Management System. This creates a digital twin, a real-time virtual representation of your physical operations. Step 4. Pilot and pivot. Start with a high-impact, low-complexity area, perhaps tracking returnable transport items, RTIs, like crates or bins. Once the ROI is proven in a controlled environment, scaling to the rest of the supply chain becomes a data-driven decision rather than a leap of faith.